Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Or if you want clearer quality, like we got from Mark when he called earlier, you can use the Discord calling lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. I'm Aria, joined in the studio by
Jay.
And I want to move on to this interesting story about Guantanamo Bay, which, of course, Barack Obama was supposed to have closed, and which he did not.
You mean...
That's probably the greatest failure of Barack Obama.
You mean he lied?
He did.
Oh.
And, I mean, he made an entire generation of people jaded and distrustful of the political process, which is good.
Yep.
But it still hurt, and it still sucks that Guantanamo Bay is still
open.
He
actually sold more guns than any other president in America. More guns and ammunition were sold while Barack Obama was president than any other previous. Actually, I think more than like several, you know, of the last presidential administrations combined because of all his gun law rhetoric.
See, that's the issue with Barack Obama and millennials in particular. There are two classes of millennials, those who supported Obama in 2008 and those who didn't in 2012, because, and there's a lot of overlap between those. I explained it very badly, but essentially you have one camp of millennials who voted for him and supported him because he was anti-war. And then you have this other camp who thinks, oh, no, but Obama, he's all about the corporations. He loves the corporations. And that wasn't even the issue then. You know, it was that George Right. W. Bush had done everything within his power to destroy the United States and its reputation worldwide.
Yep.
He was a horrific warmonger, largely thanks to Dick Cheney.
Sure.
And Barack Obama was supposed to come along and put an end to that. That's why he was given the Nobel Peace Prize, despite not having done anything to earn it except talk.
Have you ever, speaking of Cheney, have you ever heard of the New American Memorandum, I believe it's called?
That was the whole thing that they were like, we need some sort of catalyst so that we can seize power, sort of.
Right, so Dick Cheney actually
that's typical neocon
brought this
crap
to Bill Clinton in like 90, like, Bill Clinton, at the end of Clinton's administration, it was one of the things that was brought up, how we need a modern-day Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
The United States needs to experience an attack because neither Congress nor the people are behind the military. Well, Cheney got his wish.
Shocking.
9/11.
Yep. So Guantanamo Bay, for those who are keeping score, is still open, and there are still people held prisoner there who have never been given a trial and who are still being tortured. One of those people is coming, finally, 13 years later, evidently coming to trial. One of the architects of the CIA's torture program for the accused September 11th terrorists, and we have to pause right here. The September 11th terrorists, all of them died on September 11th.
Yeah, weren't they all Saudis?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of them were.
Our friends that we give billions of dollars of weapons to every year.
But none of them are being held in Guantanamo Bay, at the very least. Their accomplices, maybe, but none of the people who were actually hijacking flights on that day are being held in Guantanamo, because they're all dead.
And most of these guys were probably, you know, some kind of cattle farmer or sheep herder that was just minding his own damn business and didn't want to give up his farm for an opium plantate to basically grow heroin on. This is what got most of these guys thrown in Guantanamo, as far as I'm concerned, best I can tell, if they came from Afghanistan.
So this is the architect of the CIA's torture program saying that he eventually came to believe that the torture techniques used at Guantanamo Bay had gone too far and verged on breaking the law. Now, I have to also marvel that any amount of torture doesn't break the law. Torture's horribly ineffective for getting the truth and for accomplishing anything. It's just a way for a bully to victimize someone. It achieves nothing else.
I know two people that literally interrogated and Well, they basically tortured within, you know, guidelines people over there.
There shouldn't be guidelines about torturing
people.
Well,
there's guidelines for interrogation that they were following. And
they should kill themselves because they're irredeemable.
Well, they woke up.
Well, they should still kill themselves because they have committed sins so great that they cannot be redeemed.
And now they're anarchists.
They should still kill themselves.
Well, I don't agree that these guys should kill themselves, but...
Having a moral compass that is so skewed that they could intentionally inflict harm on another human being for no other reason than to inflict harm on another human being.
The one guy I talked to quite a bit about this said basically, like, the torture was, there were interrogation techniques that he thought were torture after he had done them because he had seen what it had done to people. But it was, like, not letting them sleep for, like, you know, days. Putting them in, like, a damp, you know, dark, cold, like, you know,
I see your
cell.
Point, then. I would consider those definitely torture, but definitely the less damaging forms
and
of torture.
Basically, once someone hasn't slept for about a week and they've been in this cell, as far as he was concerned, you don't really have to do much more to them than that. He didn't see that there was any reason for waterboarding, because by then, most of these dirt farmers that they were grabbing out of the, you know, wherever in Afghanistan, they would just tell you anything that you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And all the intel they got from them, none of it was accurate. Nobody knew who Taliban was. Nobody knew who Al-Qaeda was. They just cared about their wife and their kids. That was really the only concern they had.
That's terrible. So testifying publicly under oath for the first time as part of a pretrial hearing for the criminal case against five accused September 11th terrorists, psychologist and interrogator James Mitchell spoke specifically and graphically about one prisoner, Abu Zubaydah, that's what I'm going with, who was waterboarded more than 80 times at a CIA site overseas. He has been held at Guantanamo for more than 13 years and has never been charged with a crime.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, this is the whole point of having a court system, right? Is to get these people in,
them
a trial, and then let them go or put them in prison.
And the reason Guantanamo is not in the United States is because in the United States, on this land, the Constitution says all people. It doesn't say U.S. citizens or non-U.S. citizens. It doesn't designate. It says all people, you know, are to have a fair and fair trial, or, you know, the right to due process and all that. Just read the Bill of Rights. It doesn't say U.S. citizens. It says people.
According to Mitchell's testimony, he thought they'd gotten all the information they could from Zubaydah, who had agreed to cooperate. Mitchell wanted the waterboarding to stop and helped draft a message to CIA headquarters saying that the intensity of the pressure applied to him thus far approaches the legal limit, and that Zubaydah's mental state was deteriorating dangerously. I would imagine so, being waterboarded more than 80 times.
Sure.
And not to mention, as you pointed out, the sleep deprivation and the isolation and all of the other little soft forms of torture, I guess I will call them, that the CIA uses to make people insane.
They threaten to kill their kids. They bring their kids there and say, we're going to do this. Actually, there is plenty of claims of they would rape the wives and the kids of these guys right in front of them.
Oh, we know that things like that happened at Abu Ghraib and other prisons in Iraq.
Absolutely, right.
So it wouldn't be at all a surprise to me to find that the CIA was doing that at other black site prisons.
All these psychopaths that are in the military that want to go kill people for no good reason, it seems like a great percentage of them are always rapists.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's, you know, not even Americans, just throughout history. I mean, when the, you know, Mongols conquered the, you know, whoever's on the other side of the mountain, they ended up raping all their women. And the UN, with all the places they've gone and done their peacekeeping missions, the accusations of rape are absurd. And, of course, none of these women have any guns in these countries to protect themselves.
Of course not. And isn't the current CIA chief one of the people who oversaw some of these torture programs
in
Iraq?
Woman. It's a woman,
yeah,
right?
That,
yes.
Yeah.
She's was the one who was questioned heavily about it. And
to the extent, I mean, she was overseeing the torture of people where the actual torturers were vomiting because what they were doing was just so horrific and disgusting.
Right.
And she was just like, yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Listen
to that stuff on C-SPAN. It makes your stomach turn.
I can imagine.
Because that's what they were talking about.
Yeah. And now she's director of the CIA or whatever official term they give that position. But this guy said the CIA told them to keep going because Zubeda might still be withholding valuable information about an imminent U.S. attack. And as Jay pointed out, eventually while torturing these people, you get to a point where if they know something, they're going to tell you just to make the torture stop. And if they don't know something, they will make it up just to make the torture stop. And there's no way for the interrogators to know the difference.
Yeah, but you got to keep that that place in Cuba open. Those defense contractors need those contracts.
855-450-3733. Should Guantanamo Bay be shut down? Let us know what you think.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. They're now paying ongoing commissions for any businesses that you sign up to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash. The commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months or whatever for your payout. So check it out at AnyPayInc.com. Again, AnyPayInc.com. Awesome, guys. That's what almost all of the Bitcoin-accepting merchants here in Keene use, is AnyPay.
You know what I really, really like about AnyPay?
If we have an issue, we can, like, immediately reach out to the people who actually, like, make it and get it fixed.
Not only that, so I was listening to John McAfee, how basically nothing is secure. You know, your mobile devices aren't secure. And if you have, like, a SIM'd phone, for example, the wallet that's on that phone, you should never put any more value of money on that than you wouldn't carry in cash in your pocket, because it can be remotely rooted, it can be SIM jacked, there's all kinds of things that can happen.
Sure.
And then, you know, Google is literally malware, and everybody's running Google. So what I really like about AnyPay is I can have AnyPay on my phone, and I can accept cryptocurrency, and it can go to any wallet I want. So it can go to a wallet that's essentially, like, you know, not on a SIM device, because it just sends it there. All it is just like it's just like a transmitter.
You can have a Linux laptop running at home that has a crypto wallet and stored on it. You can use that wallet address.
Correct. Right. I wonder, and I got to ask Derek J about this, if somehow I could take AnyPay and just shoot it right to a Trezor wallet, or, you know, which is like a hard wallet. But I don't know if that's like a realistic thing, or maybe you can answer that. I don't know.
Well, the hardware wallet would have to be connected to the internet at some point in order to receive the funds. But yeah, you could do that like once a week or so.
So if, for example, I had like a hardware wallet address, it just wouldn't be any good unless that hardware wallet is
linked up. It would all go on the blockchain as belonging to that hardware wallet.
But the
hardware wallet itself wouldn't know it was there until you connected it to the internet. But yes, it would all go there.
So just once a month, just connect your hardware wallet, and because, I mean,
you would, in theory, you'd never actually have to connect it to the internet again, you know, because it would all be there on your hardware wallet until you wanted to spend it or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have to update it.
Well, I mean,
because all that info is stored on the blockchain.
Just the idea is like, you know, especially like, I'm not real good with a phone.
Right.
You know, I click on stuff all the time that could be malware. That, you know, I am sure there is a keystroke logger in my phone. I mean, but I'm always like, even just today, you know, working on some plumbing, I was just Googling things and just bam, yeah, download that PDF so I can read this file. I don't know if that PDF doesn't have something in it or not, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I really like AnyPay for that feature. It's a really easy way to just divert money directly to like a more secure wallet than something on your mobile device.
Yeah. So Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes.
And Twitter got a bit heated at the FBI because the FBI had the audacity to quote something in favor of Martin Luther King Jr. when the FBI went out of its way to try to get Dr. King to kill himself.
I would say Twitter users.
Yes.
Because Twitter don't really care.
Right.
But this is what's so awesome about Twitter, is that someone like the FBI posts, you know, something about a guy that they literally killed. The FBI lost a lawsuit in 1999 and the government had to pay out to MLK's family because they proved that they were very involved with harassing him, targeting him, all kinds of crazy stuff they did to this guy who never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Like, they was talk about freedom. The FBI don't like that. Freedom talking much.
No, here is the letter. For those who have never heard it, the FBI sent Dr. King a letter trying to get him to kill himself. It begins, King, in view of your low-grade, abnormal personal behavior. I will not dignify your name with either a Mr. or a Reverend or a Doctor. And your last name calls to mind only the type of king, such as King Henry VIII, and his countless acts of adultery and immoral conduct lower than that of a beast.
What do black people think that work in the FBI? I mean, this guy was fighting for your freedom, for your rights. He was really fighting for the freedom of everybody. Because
Dr. King was
not a racist. He wanted us all to be free.
Right. I don't know. I can't imagine what anybody who works at the FBI thinks, black or white.
Well, I do know some white people that are just these psychopaths that, are okay with, black people, having a terrible time. But, I mean, and I know those guys are in the FBI because, that's how you get up the corporate ladder in any governmental structure. Be a psychopath.
So the letter is written to imply that it was written by a black person. Moving on, it says, King, look into your heart. You know you are a complete fraud and a great liability to all of us people of color. They use different language. White people in this country have enough frauds of their own, but I am sure they don't have one at this time that is anywhere near your equal. You are no clergyman, and you know it. I repeat, you are a colossal fraud and an evil, vicious one at that. You could not believe in God and act as you do. Clearly, you don't believe in any personal moral principles. Now, all of this is a result of King cheating on his wife or something.
So King did cheat on his wife. And
that's between him
right,
and his wife.
Right. I mean, he was kind of a player. And they say JFK was, was a dog and a player. Who cares? So what? Well, and when King went, when the feds put him in jail for, I'm sure, some victimless crime, like, being black after dark or something, because they had people following him around, they spent, tremendous resources,
right,
in basically investigating him, surveilling him, and they gave pictures of essentially evidence of him cheating on his wife to his wife to cause more stress. And knowing how the FBI works, they probably sent some smoking hot chick out to, like, as part of a setup to, like, make this happen because they have those resources. They can do that.
King, like all frauds, your end is approaching. You could have been our greatest leader. You, even at an early age, have turned out not to be a leader, but a dissolute, abnormal, moral imbecile. We will now have to depend on our older leaders like Wilkins, a man of character, and thank God we have others like him. But you are done. Your honorary degrees, your Nobel Prize, what a grim farce, and other rewards will not save you. King, I repeat, you are done.
Sounds like the kind of thing James Whittakind would say to King.
It does.
It
does. On this so-called Discord app, this so-called letter from the so-called FBI. You're not wrong. That's an interesting connection.
Right? I mean, he's perfect for writing some FBI stuff. He'd be a great FBI agent.
Maybe he is an FBI agent.
He could be.
And that's the point of the whole thing, is trying to get various hosts of the show to kill themselves.
Yeah. Yep.
Of course, we're not Martin Luther King Jr., but, the FBI has played these games before. More on this in a moment. 855-450-3733.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial continues against President Trump,
Democrats are continuing to hammer home the point that the president solicited foreign interference in the 2020 U.S. election. As far as what sort of defense we can expect from the president's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, one of those attorneys, joins Fox News and says,
yeah, well, look, I mean, in part, we're responding to what they're saying, but we're also going to put on an affirmative case that not only what the president was completely legal, completely constitutional, perfectly legal, perfectly constitutional, perfectly appropriate, but that the idea that this reaches the level of impeachment, legally speaking, is really absurd.
Boeing is planning to begin production of its 737 MAX before regulators give the green light on the aircraft. The aerospace giant's new CEO told reporters that they have to get the line started up again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which is tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And the next generation of wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and exchange instantly between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw it directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And as Jay was pointing out a moment ago, this article, this letter here from the FBI, it sounds exactly like something that James Whittakind would write. The only thing it's missing is that little spiel about, I'm going to love watching spoiled little Jack suffer for his father's sins, or whatever it is that James seems to have just macroed to his keyboard.
I mean, just hearing that upsets me because, you know, he's Jack's nuts. A nice kid.
He is. James is nuts, though. And, of course, as someone pointed out at discord.freetalklive.com, we have now summoned James. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us, James?
James DiMaggio should kill himself. The world would be a more beautiful,
verdant and just place.
I don't know a James DeMessio.
Why don't you go out with a bang and blow Jay Lynn's brains out, too? The guy that doesn't even know what the project for the new American century is, but says it's for real.
The guy who doesn't know what?
Project, the thing I was talking about with Cheney.
The new American project, it's actually a lunacy conspiracy theory that I'm sure his dad believes in because he listens to stupid people like Alex Jones, who literally should be shot in the head and executed along with Mark should be Dickinson, if you ask me, including gullible, stupid minds like Jay Noon and Aria DeMezzo. It's Freud.
I still don't know DeMezzo. Are you trying to say DeMezzo?
How come you're so angry, man?
Oh, that's how you say it. You mean like Reuters. It's DeMezzo.
Yeah.
But anyway.
How come you're so angry?
Because you're a loser and a liar and a coward.
You've been angry long before I've been a loser, dude.
Why I'm angry.
Were you not hugged enough as a child, James?
Why I'm angry?
Yeah.
Speaking of sneering and defaming, I heard Mark should be judging at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Everything he said about Tulsi Gabbard being smeared, a creature that lies.
Who do you support in the election, James?
Sooner rather than later, Mark Etchington has defamed and smeared and doxed and then lied repeatedly like a cudgel over the public airwaves about things I have not done, don't believe, and absolutely oppose.
Okay, James, I'm giving you a chance to tell us, what do you actually believe? Who do you support in the 2020?
I want to talk about the king of mass murderers.
Yeah, that's not the way this works, though. I asked you a question. Okay, you support Putin?
I'll be happy to answer your questions if you answer mine first, which is why I called in. Talk radio, callers take control of you, liar. Don't ask me a question you're not going to give me a chance to answer. I would like to ask you some questions about the losers that you hang out with and the losers you believe. And again, the king of mass murders is Vladimir Putin. Leave aside that our president tried to bribe President Ukraine by denying the military aid because Vladimir Putin's warmongering country is in the Ukraine right now, not to mention many other countries. You guys don't care about that. Bitcoin hasn't stopped those wars. But you actually cite Vladimir Putin, a man who would happily have you killed, James DeMezzo, if you were in Russia because you're a male-seeking male who's calling himself a female to get your sexual pleasures off with a man, and then everybody else calls you a she. We're talking about the...
James, is your question, why do I not hate Putin? Is that the question?
Vladimir Putin.
Because you took a really long time to ask that question. Is that the question?
You cited Vladimir Putin last week.
Yes, I cited him.
9/11 is an inside job. You cited as an authority.
No, I cited him as someone on the world stage. Oh, my God, you're still talking about this. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Hold on.
This is like a week old, right?
Yes. What you're referring to is when I said Vladimir Putin stood in front of the UN and made a statement. Okay? I didn't say that he was right in that statement. I didn't weigh in on it one way or the other. I mean, you can go back and look at this. I was not saying anything qualitatively about Putin. I was pointing out that it's a big enough deal that other people, that the UN was seeking to investigate it, but that investigation was blocked by the United States and I think Israel. That's what I said.
Go ahead.
I'm not unmuting him yet.
So another thing about Putin I wanted to get in actually last time when James was talking about this is, you know, he's done a lot of good for basically Russia as a whole. I'm not saying, you know, he's still not one of these bad guys and he does do a lot of bad things and pretty much you have to do bad things, it looks like, in order to be, you know, the commander or president or prime minister of major nations of nations, it seems like to me. But like, for example, you know, to 2019, Russia outproduced the United States in pretty much most major grains. Russia is essentially the breadbasket of the world. They have taken that away from the United States because Russia has, you know, invested in its infrastructure, has invested in its country, has invested in its farms, and they used to buy a lot of dairy off us. And years ago there was sanctions put on Russia, and it caused the American dairy industry to essentially collapse because milk got so cheap because we all of a sudden had all this dairy product that we couldn't sell that Russia was buying because Russia's like, oh, you're going to put sanctions on our oil exports. We're not going to buy your dairy, which
so
wasn't
the short
good for
version,
the people there.
The short version, James, seems to be that Putin is not a horrible leader for ruler for the people of Russia because he does seem to have some concern for what is best for the people of Russia, rather than having first and foremost in his mind what is best for the people of the United States. Does that make sense? I imagine he talked that entire time he was on hold.
Jay Loon cites the mass murderer and world's biggest and most powerful, longest living dictator as having done good for a country of Russia, and gives a mass murderer and dictator credit for Russia, a country who has 2.5 times more arable agricultural land than the United States of America does.
Right, so
for the Russians who have produced more agricultural products, as you say, I'm not going to even argue the statistics of your stupidity and decide where you get that off-the-cuff stuff by. Again, he's applauding a mass murderer and war criminal, Vladimir Putin, for Russia producing more agricultural and grains than the United States of America.
Yeah, hold on. You can't really throw that whole, well, he's a mass murderer and genocidal warlord thing at Putin, because that is equally true of politicians within the United States.
Sure. I mean, all of them in my lifetime.
And as I understand it, James, you're quite a fan of the American government.
I know no politician in the United States of America would have James DeMaggio killed because he's a male-seeking male.
I don't think Putin would have me killed either. I'm too useful to him as a Russian asset. I'm carrying water for the Kremlin. I'm way too useful to him. James, thanks for the call. You've got to learn how to shut up every once in a while.
Yeah, he just gets obnoxious after a little bit.
I am positive that he talked the entire time that he was on hold.
He could have. I mean, the guy is BS crazy.
But yeah, Putin wouldn't have me killed. I'm way too useful to him. I'm the best useful idiot he's got. I'm just out here spouting all of this anti-American crap, and he doesn't even have to pay me.
I mean, just watch RT.
Yeah.
It's funded by the Russian government. Everything on there is all the stuff that the pharmaceutical finance media will not talk about.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that puts me on Putin's good side, I don't know what to tell you. I'm against Trump and I'm against war. If that means the Russian government likes me, then that should tell you more about the people you're supporting than the people supporting me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k? Or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, even if it's just insane ramblings that you have a hard time actually putting into words. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And we're talking about this letter that the FBI forged from the point of view of a black man. I really doubt that there were any black people working for the FBI then. I guess there could have been, but I think it's extremely unlikely. In order to, evidently, to get Martin Luther King to kill himself. Now, it doesn't actually say you should kill yourself or anything like that. Not like our good friend James there just said. But it sounds exactly like what James just basically called and said.
You know, I was wondering if all the listeners and I and us could do like an experiment here. Like Art Bell likes to do these, or not, George Norrie at Coast to Coast AM used to do like these experiments, so where it's like, let's all think of James Whittakine and just give him just like an energy hug, just give him a little love, help the guy maybe feel a little comfort. I mean, he's either an FBI informant or he's just damaged, but either way, the man's damaged to be, you know, saying the stuff he does and acting like he does. I mean,
you know, in light of the fact that the FBI has raided this studio. And James is saying things that are almost verbatim things that came out of this letter.
Yeah.
But directing it at hosts here and also alleging that, you know, we should kill ourselves and I should kill you and kill myself and all this other. It's exactly what is alleged against the FBI here regarding Martin Luther King. So, I think James probably does work for, especially with what we learned last night with his parents being buried at Arlington and having served in the military and things like that. James is a statist with some amount of ties to the military. His brother's an attorney. He's either the loser of his family by just extreme degrees, or he's actually working for the FBI.
I mean, they got the money to waste on this kind of stuff. I mean, these
and
government
they've got nothing better to do.
Oh, right. And then they get to hire people to manage guys like, you know, James. They get to hire a handful of handlers to deal with them, and they all get to, you know, get, you know, golden parachute retirement funds. And, you know, it's just the way the parasite works.
Now, Let's go to this and compare it to our caller James just now. No person can overcome facts, not even a fraud like yourself. Lend your sexually psychotic ear to the enclosure. You will find yourself and all your dirt, filth, evil, and moronic talk exposed on the record for all time. I repeat, no person can argue successfully against facts. You are finished. You will find on the record for all time your filthy, dirty, evil companions, male and female, giving expression with you to your hideous abnormalities. And some of them to pretend to be ministers of the gospel. God, that sounds so much like James.
We might have outed him.
So-called minister of your so-called church. I mean, come on. Satan could not do more. What incredible evilness. It is all there on the record, your sexual orgies. Listen to yourself, you filthy, abnormal animal. You are on the record. And plus, very, very similar to James.
Yeah.
He's just repeating himself over and over and over. It's hard to keep track of where I am when I look away. You have been on the record all of your adulterous acts, your sexual orgies extending far into the past. This one is but a tiny sample. You will understand this. Yes, from all your various evil playmates on the East Coast to redacted names and others on the West Coast and outside the country, you are on the record. King, you are done. You so-called minister of the so-called church. It doesn't actually say that, but God, now that you pointed it out, that is all I hear.
Yeah, it's just as you were reading it, I'm thinking like, man, it's just that this makes sense. This is interesting.
This is something for me to actually ponder on.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I wonder if Mark's listening.
I would hope so. If not, I'm going to clip this and send it to him. The American public, the church organizations that have been helping Protestant, Catholic, and Jews will know you for what you are, an evil, abnormal beast. So will others who have backed you. You are done. King, there is only one thing left for you to do. You know what it is. You have just 34 days in which to do. This exact number has been selected for a specific reason. It has definite practical significance. You are done. There is but one way out for you. You better take it before your filthy, abnormal, fraudulent self is bared to the nation.
That's interesting. I wonder what was 34 days from the day that letter was written or the day that, you know, King got the letter. That's interesting.
I don't know. 31st of December 1963 is the date it was created, according to Wikipedia.
Hmm.
But I don't know what that means. Is that the day it was? Well, it wouldn't have been scanned in on that day, certainly. So that could be the day that the file was created.
Yeah, so obviously they had... And when you write a letter to, you know, when you're the FBI and you have all these resources and you got, you know, I don't know, 500 guys monitoring, you know, someone like Martin Luther King. And, you know, today it's real easy for the FBI to do it. You know, Google does it for them automatically. And, you know, but they have all this intel. So the word, you know, the number 34 or 34 days or, you know, the number 7 because 3 and 4 equals 7 if somebody was into numerology could mean something to people. And you could do crazy stuff to people. And today's technology with, you know, you could simjack their friends' phones, send them nasty messages, just like this, what, we did an article here on Free Talk Live where the girl, via text messages, convinced some young boy to commit suicide.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know,
that was tragic.
Sure, but, you know, the FBI's got way more resources.
I mean, it was worse than that. She didn't just convince him to kill himself. I mean, he was trying to back out of it. She's like, no, get back in the car and finish killing yourself.
Right, right, right,
and
yeah.
What she did was way beyond just cold shouldering him or just, yeah, I mean, you might as well go ahead and kill yourself. No, she knew she listened as he was choking and gasping and dying and told him to stay in the vehicle.
And I'm surprised that, you know, with all the badgering and all the nasty stuff that James has had to say directly to Mark and about Mark on the airways, if he had called into any other talk show, if he just said that stuff to Rush Limbaugh, if he said that stuff to Rachel Maddow or Wolf Blitzer or whoever, you know, any other media personality, I highly doubt that it would be tolerated. And this is also classic of what is called the
well, why would the
informant
FBI,
status.
Yeah, why would the FBI want to target Rachel Maddow and Rush Limbaugh?
Right, because they're already doing the bidding of the deep state anyways and, you know, of the globalists. But, like, confidential informants, they get a lot of them get away with child molesting because what they do is they... The informants, the more they work for the police, especially with this prohibition on drugs, you know, the police have this power now to, they get like petty cash to give to confidential informants, and they usually give these confidential informants, they're usually drug addicts, and they usually keep them in a supply of drugs, and then these informants do other things, like Whitey Bulger is a really good example. He was like a Massachusetts thug, and he was an informant for the FBI, and he's killed dozens of people Whitey Bulger has murdered and never went down for it because he was an FBI informant. And the FBI just kept on, you know, because he was very much into organized crime in Massachusetts, and he produced for the FBI. So you don't want to, if you got a really good, like, informant that produces, they can literally get away with murder. And even on lower levels, they can get away with stuff like things that James is doing.
Like his 90-second DUI.
90-second.
I think it's 93 now. Is I'm it, not 100% sure.
Yeah, it was 73 the other night, I heard.
Yeah, they rack up quickly when we're dealing with James. So I wonder how much James makes per call to Free Talk Live from the FBI. It can't be much because he's not actually achieving anything, right?
Well,
like
but,
$50.
But the FBI's, you know, is just, they got it. They don't care.
Yeah.
Just, they spend it. Whatever. I mean, what happens if you don't pay taxes? Men with guns come and shoot you. So guess what the slaves do? They keep on paying taxes. We have a very efficient form of slavery right now. It's way more efficient than beating people and forcing them to work when you can just collect 28% of their income.
Yeah.
And then property tax and all the other taxes on top of it.
And if they refuse to pay that, then you can throw them in prison and collect 100% of their income because slavery is legal as punishment for a crime. So if you make that crime, rejection of slavery... Then I go cross-eyed trying to think about how anybody in the United States believes that slavery is somehow illegal.
Well, also, and the crime is impersonating a United States citizen. And when anybody checks off U.S. citizen on any government form and then signs under the pains and penalties of perjury, unless they are specifically saying that they're a citizen, what kind of citizen they are, then they are impersonating a United States citizen because that's the only thing you can do as far as I'm concerned.
Interesting take. More about this, and you have a story that you want to get into.
Yes.
Further. More on that in just a moment. So stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about Martin Luther King Jr. and the blowback from the FBI and its stupid remarks about this man that tried to get to kill himself. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.